Hey there, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. And you know, today we've given you the big news, the big stuff on the cover of the newspapers, top of the fold. California State Supreme Court overruling a ban on gay marriage. We have also talked about, Haditha. We've given you the headlines
from
Iraq.
Big stuff, important stuff.
New movie
stuff
out of Iraq. Big
smarter,
stuff.
Stuff you need to know.
Yeah.
What's
and
left?
Now it, well, basically what's left, it's the ramble. Mike Pesca.
On their way to the altar, comedian or comedienne and talk show host Ellen DeGeneres. That is, by the way, the most annoying feminization of any of the words.
Comedienne.
Like waitress, actress, I could live with, but comedienne.
Yeah.
And
I think
talk
that
show.
Went away.
Yeah, it's
dead.
Did. It did. With the great Lucille Ball. Mm. Comedienne and talk show host Ellen DeGeneres wants to marry her girlfriend, and now she can. Well, maybe, as we've been reporting. The California Supreme Court handed down a ruling yesterday that overturned the state ban on gay marriage. DeGeneres jumped into the fray. She was in the middle of a taping for her show. She told the studio audience that she and her girlfriend, Portia de Rossi, will be getting married, according to an anonymous source who was present. They have to wait at least 30 days for the ruling to take effect. How long their marriage license will be legal is another question. Activists opposed to gay marriage, who will not be invited to the ceremony, are promising to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November that would nullify the court ruling and renew the ban on gay marriage and keep Ellen and Portia apart.
You almost did get that
yeah.
one out. Tonya Harding, we remember her from those Olympics back in the day.
She's going to marry Kerrigan.
No, okay. She's not. But she is going to write a tell-all book. Remember, former Olympian, scandal-playing Tonya Harding is publishing a tell-all story about the tough times that she has known. It's called The Tonya Tapes. That's a bad title. And it's a compilation of interviews she gave over an 8-year period to author Linda D. Prowse. Harding says her story is tragic. She was abused as a kid and she was a victim of rape as an adult. She also writes about the fact that she was never accepted by the figure skating world and that the people chose close to her misled her.
You're never accepted. Clubbing opponents does that, by the way.
She admits to being, quote, not real educated and a bit naive. The two-time Olympian had to fight her way into the 1994 Winter Olympics in Norway after she was linked to the infamous attack on rival Nancy Kerrigan. The U.S. Olympic Committee threw her off the team, and Harding, the first American woman to land a triple axel in competition, well, she filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit to remain on the team. Harding took eighth place. Kerrigan, though, won the silver medal. The Olympic-sized soap opera leaped off the pages of the tabloids, dominated headlines around the country. Harding says she's telling her story now to put her past behind her. She says, quote, I wanted people to see me and know me, and I wanted to help other people not go through the things that I have gone through.
This is from the pages of The Very Strange. A 9-year-old girl complaining of stomach pains was taken to the hospital. This is in Greece. When doctors examined her, they found she was carrying the embryo of her twin. She's 9. When the child arrived, one side of her belly was swollen. Doctors went into surgery believing they were removing a tumor, but later found a partially formed human fetus with a head, hair, and eyes, but no brain or umbilical cord. Health officials say such cases are not unheard of. About 1.5 million cases, one set of twins absorbs the other in the womb. The girl's family didn't want to be identified, but she is said to have fully recovered.
And finally, Rupert Murdoch has dodged a billion-dollar bullet. The media Hercules was facing allegations that a subsidiary of his company, News Corp, had hacked into the system of a rival and sabotaged its business. Satellite TV company EchoStar brought the suit about 5 years ago, and it alleged that Murdoch's minions had cracked the security code for the boxes used by EchoStar's dishnet customers. EchoStar maintained that the hackers posted the code on the internet. That information allowed users to access the satellite services for free. Lawyers for News Corp acknowledged that Murdoch's employees had cracked the code, but denied posting the information for everyone to see on the net.
I think that maybe calling them Murdoch's minions and Murdoch's, it's not like these guys were in the office with Rupert. He's got a lot of people working for him.
It's true.
And he spends a lot of time just keeping O'Reilly on a tight leash,
You're
I'm
right.
sure.
A yes. jury found in favor of EchoStar, sort of. They awarded the company about $1,500 in damages.
Like 2 years subscription. And that is your ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.